Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. I really appreciate you. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but I do want to make this quick statement because this episode is about a very serious topic that I didn't know was not brought to my, it was not brought to my attention until now recently. So since this has happened, I've been feeling like I need to bring the awareness, and the Alpha Podcast is going to bring awareness to this every Monday and Friday. So thank you so much for listening and enjoy. What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. I really appreciate you, and let's get going into this, because this is a topic that is really crazy to me, really interesting to me. Why is this not something that's being brought up? And my girlfriend actually brought this up to me, and I didn't even know that this was actually going on around the world. Excuse me. So yes, I was told that there's something going on in China, where I believe it's in China, and there's concentration camps going on with just a situation where let's go into this, because I don't want to give any false information. I'm just going to read off. I took a couple screenshots. I was up last night just kind of looking into this. I was watching a YouTube video actually with a guy who really gave an enormous amount of information about it. I wish I knew what the video was called, but if you just look up China concentration camps, you'll find some videos, and you'll notice that the videos aren't like, you search up that statement on the YouTube search bar, and you realize that all the videos about it aren't like big, like they're just not popular. Like you'll look at the views and shit, and it'll be like 700 views, it'll be like 10k views, like that's a pretty small amount for a very serious situation, and not being open to that is really crazy. So here I'm looking at a screenshot from the New York Post. It says Beijing insists most of the detainees are already free, but as the reporting shows, they've simply been moved from initial holding facilities in schools and other public buildings to new prisons, where the torture, forced birth control, and brainwashing sessions will continue. Now, this sounds like some crazy shit if this is real, if this is really happening. So I was just kind of going into it, going deeper into it, and trying to find, I only have screenshots from two different websites, but it's a certain amount, it's a decent amount. Okay, so it's a quote that I think it was a survivor who ended up leaving there, saying that these people are living horror in these places. Said, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but his last name is Berdibic, about 49 years old, who was held in a camp of much of 2018. Quote, some of the younger people were not as tolerant as us. They cried and screamed and shouted. I lost my hope. I wanted to die inside the camp. Quote, that's what this guy was saying. This guy was saying what was going on there. And like, this is real shit. This is like Hitler type shit, right? I mean, this is what it sounds like, and I'm saying this in a very unintelligent way, but you understand my point. Beijing has claimed that the, I don't know how to pronounce this, Uyghurs, I need to get better at this. The Uyghurs represent an Islamic terrorist threat, but the ugly reality is that CCP under President 10th Jinping is bent on crushing any possible resistance or dissent, religious or secular, and laughs at the idea of human rights. I'm basically saying that that person does not respect, or is saying that it's just not a reality, and taking it as a joke to make it seem like it's not real. So here's another screenshot I have. Human activists, non-governmental organizations, policy think tanks, and journalists have helped identify as many as 500 potential concentration camps, 500, and detention sentry sites in Xinjiang using a combination of satellite imagery and eyewitness accounts. A recent BuzzFeed News investigation identified 315 sites that are currently being used as part of China's mass detention program. And this is off of bylinetimes.com. This is not off of New York Times anymore. Wow, right? I mean, that's crazy. If investigation identified 315 sites, 315 sites. That's an enormous amount. The amount of people needed to fill those places. Wow. One of these detention facilities is known locally as Xinjiang Fifth Prison, located in Urumqi, or by the map coordinates in which it shows. The half-sized large city block with half a dozen single-story wing-shaped housing complexes and a handful of administrative buildings, Xinjiang Fifth Prison was transformed into a Uyghur concentration camp on 17 June 27th. According to written testimony, Biden Times has received secondhand from current government officials. The testimony has been described as authentic, quote-unquote authentic, and quote-unquote trustworthy by several Uyghur activists, including Dr. Erkin Siddiq, a Uyghur American who is the president of the Uyghur Projects Foundation and senior advisor of the World Uyghur Congress, and recounts the arrival of the first Uyghur detainees at the prison follows. Damn. I mean, just imagine if this, we're going through such a difficult time in the pandemic. We're going with the pandemic. We have politics going on right now. There's so much different opinions being thrown around, some more aggressive than others. We have, so yeah, those are those two factors playing into this. And now we have Chinese concentration camps. These, sorry about that, hit the mic. I'm sorry if you hear the fan in the background. It's really hot. It is about 105, no, I think about, it's somewhere in the 100 degrees outside, and it is brutal. It is super brutal. So I have the fan on. I have to have it on or else I'm gonna die. I already turned off the other one though, so we have better audio. But going back to my point, yeah, I mean, if this is reality and this is all these different factors happening, we're in very dark times. And then we also have the Black Lives Matter protesting, and you know, I the Alpha Podcast is 100% supporting Black Lives Matter for sure. And I never really did that. I kind of don't want to use that as a way to just kind of get views. But yeah, we're going through all these different situations, these big history times, and I know through all of this that there's going to be good, or there's going to be better, because there's destruction and then there's creation. With destruction comes creation, and that's something that will never leave each other, if you really think about that. And that's really true, because when you're going through hard times, the worst shit, and people who are quote unquote successful, you have to understand they've been through so much and they've gone through it, and they've progressed and they've overcome, and that's what living is, just kind of going through that motion. And we never, it's never brought up to us. And you know, now that we're living in such dark and real times, a lot of businesses going out of business, it's really insane. People losing a lot of their money financially. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I'm not one to be very religious, but I'm always grateful and thankful for everything that I have, where I'm at, and my family. Just, we're so grateful that we didn't get so much affected by it, because I know people have been getting affected by it. People have been losing their places, going in debt, losing everything, and it's a tragedy, and this is fucking crazy. Like, this is so insane. I'm hoping to have somebody else on that I recently hit up. I hope that we can get him on, but he's very knowledgeable about all of this, what's going on, and really able to detail, especially in the politics side, so as well as the concentration camps. Like, that shit's nuts. That shit's insane. I don't know what's going on with everything in the life surrounding us, but it's darkness that we're seeing, and we're seeing a lot of it. So when you see kindness anywhere or any place, like real shit, like fuck, like besides being corny, like really, like when someone's kind to you, like I've always tried to be thankful. Even like when I'm at work or I get tips, yeah, of course say thank you, but like I really always mean it to them, because that shit's like for real, like we're going through time, so I'm so grateful for that. And I hope that me telling you this is a way for you to kind of just be kind and just do something good, because it feels good, right? I mean, you do it and you're like yeah, you know. So some people need it. Sometimes it's just that one thing, you being kind to them, can get them through that day, and it's pushing every day that we live is every day that we're winning in life, and we have to think of it that way. At least I do, and I've been really trying to lately. So much darkness, so much shit going on, and life is tough. So if you're going through something, I'm so sorry, and I hope that through this that you find light. But to keep moving, and even when you can't, you keep moving. Just go, just keep going. Just don't look. I'm being honest with you. And this is real fucking life. These people are going through so much of a tragedy. Let's keep going with this one. It was the day of June 17, 2017 at 2 a.m. local time. Suddenly, a fleet of 25 tourist buses crept into your Mickey prison, also known as Xinjiang 5th prison. All of the coaches, license plates had been removed. All of the headlights turned off. Like, hitting the mic, I'm so sorry. Had been removed, all of the headlights turned off. A reception team was waiting for them, which included 150 SWAT soldiers carrying machine guns, 200 police officers, 300 trained felons, and an armed vehicle equipped with an anti-aircraft machine gun. Quote, these felons, security forces, were ready to torture the new arrivals. The vehicle door opened one by one from the coaches. 1,500 Uyghur people exited, whom had been poached, quote, kidnapped from their villages near Qajar about 10 days before. Around 2,000 PLA, People Liberation Army soldiers surrounded their villages near Qajar at midnight, and all people were poached. Damn, so every single one of them got kidnapped. Those people, 1,500. Yep, they got surrounded by 2,000 soldiers in the villages. And wow, they just kind of went in and took them. So yeah, this is something that's very forceful, at least from what I'm reading. I hope that, fuck man, I'm going through crazy shit. Going through real crazy shit. Vehicle doors open one by one. Nicole, yeah man, this is real, real life. And just imagine being them and going through that situation, that scariness, like that. That intensity every single day, fighting for your life. You're really like, this is really like your test as a human being for them, and they're going through the worst. And I can't even imagine the people who are already really going bad mentally, and they just end up going through even worse now that this is happening. And I think I'm gonna keep doing, because this needs to be brought out, and this needs to be brought out in the media. And I think the Alpha Podcast needs to help and needs to take a big part in this, or at least do something. And it's a small thing, but it can increase the awareness for this, because this is fucking serious. And I've always looked at World War II as like a crazy fucking time. Like every in history, World War II has always been the one thing that, like, oh yeah, like I can stay interested in, because of how, I mean, there's many other interesting historic events, but like for me, it was just World War II, because it was so crazy what Hitler did and just how he did it. And the how people were just really like this, how it is now, just very hateful and causing all this pain and all this crazy shit. So and the fact that I'm going through it now, like I can't, I have to make sure that this is brought to an end, like as soon as possible. So I'm hoping that I can at least do one every week, to keep reminding and to bring it out, maybe even one every Monday and Friday. I think that would be a lot better. I think that would be for sure a lot better Monday through Friday, to consistently bring up this topic and to bring awareness to it. So I'm gonna work on that for you. Now let's see, and for them, for everyone, we need to do this shit. All right, let's see what this says. Those PLA soldiers didn't have any search warrant. They broke into villagers' houses, loaded all their computers, cellular phones, books, all paperwork. All personal home belongings had been confiscated without receipt and proper lawful procedures. Family members were separated and sent to different schools for temporary detention. Wow. So they're separating the families as well. 2 days before, they were loaded to a camouflage coaches for 28 hours nonstop, driving. At least 3 other people already died. They were covered just like what they did with the train, when people were kind of kept in there and people would die. Very sad. I'm sure they weren't like in a situation as they were in World War II. They were naked and they were just having to, like, their feces everywhere. It was so disgusting for them. That shit must have been crazy. I can't even like imagine that. These 3 elderly people died. They were covered with black masks, one with handcuffs and shackles. Every 2 of the captives were chained together. About 30% of the prisoners are male over 60 years. 30 of them are now are over 90 years of age. Many prisoners are handicapped, some blind, some deaf, some only one leg, no, even no leg, no lawyer allowed, no appeal allowed at all. They were sentenced for 5 to 10 years in prison. Crazy motherfucking shit, man. This is nuts. Just like that. And I need to keep looking more into this because I need to get the facts and I need to know what's going on. That's crazy. About 30% of the prisoners are male over 60 years old. These old men, 30 of them are over 90 years old of age. Many prisoners are handicapped, some blind. Yeah, see? Some deaf, some have one leg, even no leg. No lawyer allowed, no appeal allowed. Yeah, this is just forceful. But the prisoners sentenced to more than 10 years were sent to their secret location. They were charged with mainly two indictments. The crime of creating disturbances. They had too many kids, is what that means. That's what that means. And two, disturbing the public peace, which actually means growing long beard and or long hair. Wow, that's really crazy. They're like that. All personal belongings had been confiscated and destroyed. All personal computer, cellular phone, money, clothes, shoes, whatever it had completely been gone. Wow. All right, let's keep on reading into this. I hope I'm not boring you. I hope if you're laying down or if you're in a car listening to this, super tight, super awesome. Let's see. Let's keep on going. All personal belongings had been confiscated and destroyed. All personal computers, cellular phone, money, clothes, shoes, whatever they had completely destroyed. The captives look newborn baby. They give no receipt for the belongings to be returned later. Everything is contraband. No single piece of paper they are allowed to keep. Everyone had all hair shaved from head to toe. For the next 2 years, those prisoners had no chance to see the sun and no recreation. They shaved these people. That was a damn. Imagine that you're just being shaved. Everyone's being shaved. Men, women, children as well. For the first 3 days, water was cut off. They were not allowed to drink, and the temperature was over 37 at that time. More than 17 people died. Every midnight, the ambulance carrying corpses and transferred away. Each cell is designed to hold 12 detainees, but each crammed 40 or more prisoners. Don't have room to sleep. Even they were not allowed to sleep. The police officers ordered half the prisoners to stay awake on duty, which means they have to watch each other in case of a suicide. It gets like that, man. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine going through the worst thing ever in history, and it becomes real life, and you're just so in that moment. I can't even fucking imagine. You have to be, if you're going through, they're so strong. They're strong for fighting and holding on. Real fucking shit, man. Because most of us wouldn't, and I don't even know if I would. Like, it's just real life. Between June and September 2017, more than 300 captives had been tortured to death. So in the 3 year span, between June and September 2007, so in that time period, what, June, July, August, September, about 4 months, 300 captives had been tortured to death. That's real shit, and that's scary. That's so sad, and that's everything there for me to read. But oh my gosh, like, I gotta bring someone on, and I really need them to kind of, you know, like, really another opinion, because this shit's real fucking life. These different situations we're going through, like, that's why I've been so motivated, and I've been having to, like, grind. Like, I gotta do this shit, you know, for my family, for everybody, and I have to make sure that I'm doing it with pride, and I'm doing it with consistency and persistence, and to keep having my why with me, because that's what I've learned growing up. And I sometimes I'm gonna be honest, I feel like no, it's not in a cocky sense, it's actually more of a like a regretful sense that I feel older than I am mentally. I feel like I'm 27 mentally, and I'm only 19 years old. So it just feels weird, but that's how I feel sometimes. And it just feels like it's becoming more normal. And yeah, you can say it's a good thing to be more mature and more focused on the realities of life, but sometimes I kind of forget to just have fun or I like to relax a lot, like with my girlfriend, we like to watch movies or just lay down. I like to relax a lot, but I've been trying to be more active, especially with skating, trying to do that more. I just recently started getting back to work, but I didn't have COVID. So I'm trying to, I think I should get into this first week, see how it feels before I skate, because I haven't worked in a while, so my legs are pretty tired. My legs are not used to standing up for the 8-hour period. And I need to be able to get comfortable with that. And then I think I want to start like being a lot more active and working out for sure. But I'm trying to get my health just improved. I feel like I really want to have someone on the podcast to kind of talk to me and maybe kind of give me advice or just certain situations with how to improve my diet or how to just kind of get more mass in me in that sense. But yeah, this is crazy with what's going on. We have the pandemic. Businesses going out. It's just they're losing their businesses, losing money, going into debt. We have the concentration camps going on in China, which we are going to consistently talk about every Monday and Friday, except this Monday, because I'm doing this one for today on Sunday. And this, so the next one of this will be on Friday in regards to the concentration camps, because the Alpha Podcast is going to bring this to awareness to as many people as we can. And that's just it. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate you taking the time. Really do. Like, I understand time is very valuable, whatever the fuck time is, but time is very valuable when people kind of share it, because I'm now like in the mindset where I really pick and choose in the people who I surround myself with. So I understand that perspective. But yeah, so thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. I'm gonna keep on uploading every single day. You know, we're gonna get consistent content, and yeah, just stay safe throughout these times. Please, you owe it to your families to stay safe and make the right decisions throughout these times. But I understand if, you know, you want to do your shit and relax and have fun with your friends. I completely understand, but just be aware and stay safe during these dark times, because we all need each other as a society, or just your own family needs you, really. Your loved ones, just to tap strength, you're stronger together. So stay safe, please, and until next time.